Welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's podcast about what we are watching and reading and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. I'm here in the studio today with my pal, Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Stephen and I are here on this particular Friday when our podcast normally comes out. Normally, this would be the part where you would get our full Friday episode, and that will be coming later today.
Yes.
As we tape this, we are preparing to do the show for Friday. However, not Friday first thing, because we have to tape the show after we see Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2. We wanted to bring you only the freshest takes on Pitch Perfect 2, and it's not
true.
Screening until late enough in the week that we had to push back our taping.
All these wacky scheduling issues.
It's just a whole big thing. So a little bit of delayed gratification, but we thought while we made our public wait with bated breath for this week's show, speaking of Pitch Perfect 2, we thought we would throw y'all a little radio segment that your pal and mine, Linda Holmes, did for Weekend Edition Saturday on the acapella championships. Linda, can you tell us about that piece?
Yes, the competition was the International Championships of Collegiate Acapella, and it takes place in New York every year, and it is the real competition on which Pitch Perfect is based. And I was there a couple weeks ago, and I filed this piece for Weekend Edition Saturday.
You had a little reporter kit. You had a producer.
I did. The great Rose Friedman was with me, so shout out to Rose.
Yeah. So we hope that this will tide you nice people over until the full episode drops later today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Voices in Your Head is an a cappella group from the University of Chicago. In a dressing room in the Beacon Theater in New York, they're getting ready to talk about competing in the finals when Kari Way's electronic pitch pipe goes off.
I'm so sorry.
Way wears her pitch pipe on a ribbon around her neck. It even has a nickname, the Pitch Peanut. It's with her at all times.
I just figured it's safer to have it. You never know what might come up.
Way doesn't carry her Pitch Peanut everywhere because a cappella is popular. She carries it because a cappella is consuming. Here's the bottom line from Brandon Schatt, a member of the Faux Pas with a Z from the University of Maryland.
We put in a stupid amount of time.
That stupid amount of time for the Faux Pas can be 30 hours a week during competition season. That's all to get the 12 minutes of music they sing in the finals just right. Here they are doing the Naughty Boy song, La La La. Like all of the music in this story, this is the actual sound of their competition set. La 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 la. Saif Alam is in Faux Pas too, and at first he says he's not sure why he works so hard. But the group helps nudge him to an answer.
Yes, you do.
Because I love Faux Pas, and we have this goal that not only am I trying to reach, but everyone that I love and care about at University of Maryland is trying to reach that same goal. So not only do I owe it to myself, but I owe it to everyone around me that I love.
Sorry. I'm a little emotional by that.
Arissa Burrs, she's the one getting emotional, says making this connection is part of how they pick people from the start.
We all have to unanimously think to ourselves, say out loud, actually, we can't see Faux Pas continuing without this person.
But you don't get to New York on love alone. Nathan Heldman is a jazz pianist and the music director of the SoCal Vocals from the University of Southern California. He does some of their arranging, actually figuring out who should sing what. He says the process is exacting.
We think of certain soloists that we want, so we audition the soloist sometimes even before we finish the arrangement, and then we orchestrate. So we figure out where everyone's voice sits best and just certain moments we want to bring out to just really bring the audience in.
It's not about imitating instruments. It's about an entirely different sound. You can hear it in their version of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
Ooh. That inventiveness is one reason a cappella has fans who go out of their way to find it. Before the show, out in front of the theater, there are families from Toronto and New Jersey. They don't know who's competing. They just came to watch. Edwin Williams came from Washington, D.C. and got into a cappella through his girlfriend. They've been coming to the finals since 2010.
I'm rooting for everybody. I just like a cappella. I love music. I love the way melody sounds together. I love the teamwork.
It reminds me a lot about sport.
Williams knows from his sports analogies, he used to play for the Chicago Bears. And just like any game in the NFL, the acapella championships had a winner. Nathan Heldman's USC SoCal Vocals, who won for the fourth time. It's his first year in the group, and he could hardly wrap his head around it.
I'm personally in shock and don't feel much of anything right now. But I can, a lot of the group, it's hit them already, and they're, you know, crying, screaming. A lot of them are over there. You can see the smiles on their faces. I feel so much and nothing at the same time. I don't even know how to describe what I feel right now.
Maybe one way to understand the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella is to go back to Kari Way, whose University of Chicago group lost to the SoCal Vocals in a squeaker. Their star, Shuba Vidula, who got a special award for Outstanding Soloist, once competed on American Idol. But Way says that for a lot of people, this night is the big one.
And it's amazing that acapella provides that for so many people who go through college because, you know, it's most of us after this aren't going to do music again. We're going to move on to other professions. But for a moment in time, we had the opportunity to make music together in a way that was very meaningful.
Next year, there will be new songs and new singers. And they'll undoubtedly carry pitch pipes because you never know what might come up. Linda Holmes, NPR News.
Rise above it all.